Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, guys. I'm going to let you guys pick because we have a lot of stuff to cover. We want to cover baby talk, almost getting shot, or the people living in my basement. What do I go with first?
People living in your basement caught my interest.
Okay.
I wanted the shot story.
I did too.
Oh, you wanted the show? Well, okay. So, AB, you get to decide. So, we're kind of like split here. You get the last pick. You know the shot story. You were almost shot.
I was almost shot.
Okay,
yeah,
let's hear that.
I mean, we can do that one.
Okay, let's start there. We'll go. So AB and I go to film a video yesterday, and
worst part of the city. We'll just put that out there.
I told you guys to be careful.
My mom called me immediately.
And she goes, "What are you doing?
What are you doing there?"
I like the confidence because she goes, "I'm with Brett," and her mom's like, "Okay, cool, talk to you later." I was like she thought I could hang.
Hey, but was I right? Was it the view you wanted, or was I wrong?
Kind of. It wasn't the exact location we were looking for.
We were crossing train tracks.
But AB goes, so we had to go over to this other side of the area, this other side of the city, and the only way we knew how to get there was jumping down into the train tracks and then jumping out and crossing multiple tracks. And AB goes, "Should we just jump?" And I'm like, "You want to jump? You're good with your camera?" She's like, "Yeah." And so I jumped down there, ran across, hopped over, and I'm like, "Okay, I made it. You'll make it." And then we get it on video. You can see it on our Instagram. AB jumps down with her camera and jumps up. We cross train tracks.
And as soon as I jumped down onto the train track, the lights that were red the whole time turned green.
Oh, no.
Oh,
and I was like,
She outran it. She was good. The train came like 10, 20 seconds afterwards. We were good. Lots of time.
Okay, shooter encounter?
Okay, so then I had to get gas. I was like, "Oh my God, I don't know how," because I'm in a rental car, and I feel like this rental car is old, and the light's been on for a little while, so I'm like, "I don't really know what my range is here, and so I probably should get gas instead of running out of gas in this part of town." So I went to go get gas, and this lady comes out and just starts yelling at me.
Sketchiest gas station.
Amy goes, "You couldn't have chosen a sketchier gas station." Yeah. She's like, "You coming up in my city trying to make money." And I said, "I'm broke." I yelled back.
What?
And she's like, "You're trying to make money. You ain't going to make nothing. You and your hussy girl."
Yeah.
What?
And I said, "No, I really can't make any money. I don't know why I'm engaging, but I am." And I go, "No, I really am not making any money." And she goes, "You're lucky I don't shoot you right now." Then I went quiet. I was like, "Yeah, I am lucky. So maybe we should stop this conversation." Then as I got in the car, AB goes, "What is she doing?" She had her finger guns set up pointing.
Yeah.
All over, like at us, across the street.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, she had finger guns.
She called AB a hussy?
She did.
I was just trying not to make eye contact.
AB
was looking down at the car while I'm pumping the gas.
Wow.
I think what we've learned is you're not going to listen to me about where to take photos anymore.
Yeah. Right? But, AB, was the shot cool?
I hope so.
We thought it looked cool. It was cool. It was totally.
Let's hope it all works out.
Yeah, oh my God. We think it's worth it. We haven't looked at the footage, but it looked cool.
I'm shooting my thing today. We're not going over there.
Actually, that's the only location everyone's shooting at. Same location. Tell my girl you said hi. Finger guns pointed. Right.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, look, we never like to get political on this show or too serious with the news, but I thought this was something that, you know, no matter what side you're on, we always like to see that there's an agreement being made. And it was announced yesterday that Israel and Hamas agreed to a ceasefire, and they are releasing, starting with the release of women and children and the older hostages on both sides. And I think this is something that just people need to know about. And be aware of, and obviously if you haven't been aware of what's been going on the last 15 months in Israel and Gaza, and there's been a lot of hate between Israel, Hamas, and I think that this is obviously a major step in the right direction.
Yeah, and let's hope it's a step to lasting peace in that region.
I mean, that's 100% is like centuries of, the stuff that's deep-rooted, 100%. The other thing is, like you said, like left or right, it was a bipartisan agreement that worked to it. It was the Biden administration working with the new Trump administration working together to create the ceasefire. And I know like lots of sides like, "Well, our administration is the one who did it before we left, and ours is the one who helped." Guys, like, they work together. Like, that's what we need more of. We need more of who cares who did more work, less work. We got something done together.
Right.
And we're all stronger, more unified. So that was another thing that was just like Alex said, it highlighted something we actually got done working together as there's a transition of power.
No doubt.
Really cool. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. I feel like there's two types of people in this world. People that have music on at their house at all times, got it going, jamming out while they're working, just running through activities, or music off people. My brother's like this. My brother constantly has music on. Me, I'm a music off guy. Work in silence.
I literally have music on all the time. I feel like a psychopath if I don't. It's on in the shower. Like, I have a speaker in my shower. I mean, it's everywhere. I would get rid of all TVs and just, like, replace them with, like, speakers if I could.
Really?
I just love music.
Just jamming to music,
There's
Kevin.
There's always some type of background noise. Usually it's my son either playing the saxophone or the organ. So,
like, does that count?
I guess it does, man.
Yeah, that counts. And I feel like that counts. He's a musician.
I got to tell you right now, he is really jamming on the Phantom of the Opera. I think that that's going to be his next calling. Yeah. I mean, it's impressive on the organ.
All right.
I have to limit the amount of music in my house because I'm always playing music. So, but when I'm working, I can't listen to music.
Oh, you can't have music on
in
the background?
I can't have music on in the background, no. I'm a no music guy.
I'm a no music guy, too, like when I'm working and doing stuff around the house. And when I'm working, my wife will throw on music, too. And I'm like, how do you guys work when music is playing out in the background? AB, I think we all know.
I can't do the music, or no, I can't do the silence. I'll do music sometimes, but most of the time it's TV.
Yeah, you watch like,
I can't do TV.
Yeah, you'll like watch a show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you do that. How do you watch a show and absorb what's happening?
It's difficult.
It's difficult. Everyone's different.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend,
but that's how I binge watch all the things I binge watch.
Yeah. The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where I just read some headlines and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Over the next 2 minutes, you'll be up to date with all the trending stories online. Like a woman who claims to know the foolproof way to trick a man into doing household tasks.
Give me the key.
It's actually, I feel like, less of tricking us and more of just laying it out for him. Men love requests. All men want in life is you to be directly request to them. They don't want puzzles. So men don't want to say like, hey, it'd be nice if you did this. They say, do this and I will be happy when you do it. And then we like that. Like, okay, tell me exactly what you want me to do.
I'm good at shooting it straight.
Yeah. When you like try to hint like, oh, you know, it'd be nice if we went out to dinner.
No, we don't have time for games.
No, just tell me. On Saturday, I want to go out to dinner. I want to do this.
Where do you want to go to dinner, right? Just tell us.
Yes.
I mean, okay, sometimes the guy has to make the plans too, but.
No, we just like to be bossed around. If you go, hey, take out the garbage and that'll make me happy, we'll take out the garbage. But if you tell us to figure out like those household stuff to do around those, we'll be like, we didn't know we were supposed to do it.
Right.
Just boss us around. Tattoo judging.
Judging?
Yep. You want to know?
Like a contest or like I'm judging you?
You want more?
Or having a dolphin.
People make assumptions about you based off your tattoo. Like men with tattoos are perceived as more masculine, dominant, and healthy by women. Women with tattoos, feel like gym guys go get tattoos because they got muscles,
yeah,
you know?
I see that.
Tattoo for women are seen as confident, uniqueness, and actually sexy. That's how people view it. List the best jobs in the United States for 2025. No, your job is not on there.
Keep it moving. I was going to say, there's no way that radio's up there.
How much time do we spend listening to music a year?
I want to know.
The average person listens to 961 hours of music every year. That's an equivalent of 44% of their waking hours and over 40 days of nonstop music every year.
I would double that for myself.
Really? You listen to that much music?
Yes.
Always on Y98.
Always.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Rachel.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Just wonderful. You ready to beat Hannah today?
I'm going to try.
What's your record against Hannah? Because you've played her a couple of times. Do you know what your record is?
I really do think we're almost even.
All right. Well, let's do the tiebreaker here.
That was last year.
Yes.
Anything could happen.
Truth. And Hannah's only lost once this year. Okay. All right. Hannah's going to leave the room. Same five questions. Hannah, when she leaves, she takes her blanket with her and her ears so she can't hear the questions. All right. Here we go. Who is Timothy Chalamet dating? He is red hot right now hosting Saturday Night Live. Who is he dating? Who's his girlfriend?
Kylie Jenner.
Yes. Jenna Bush Hager just took over for and renamed the show Jenna and Friends. She is the daughter of which former president?
George Bush.
Yep. Will we count George? Yeah, I will George, George Bush W, Jr., but I would figure,
but
yeah.
That's fine, yeah.
I just want, yeah. I know Kevin's a president guy, and I didn't want him to come at me for like, yo, like, George, yeah. There's George Bush, there's George W.
Right.
George W.
That is acceptable.
All right. Who is the host of the reality competition show Traitors?
I have no idea.
All right. It was rumored that Justin Bieber could be working on new music. Name any Justin Bieber song.
Oh, God. Baby?
Okay.
Hey, nice.
I know, everyone kind of goes blank. Like, you know all these Bieber songs that are like, what he says, the name over and over again. Right. All right. And then fill in the blank. Like a good blank, State Farm is there.
Neighbor.
Boom. 4 out of 5.
Nice job.
Hannah's got to bring it if she wants to win this tiebreaker. We'll see how she does.
All right.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right. We got Hannah, the queen of pop culture, walking back into the room. All hail the queen. Hi, Hannah. How are you?
Love that title.
Yep. Rachel has been a really competitive player in Hannah's homeschool. She's played a few times. Thinks the score's about even. So this is a tiebreaker, and Rachel brought it for the tiebreaker. Rachel, tell her how many questions you got right.
4 out of 5.
She was good. Ooh. Real good. So when Hannah was outside the room, she couldn't hear the questions. I'm going to ask Hannah the same questions I just asked Rachel. You got to get at least a 4 out of 5. Tie does go towards Hannah. We've been talking a lot about Timothy Chalamet. Who is he dating?
Kylie Jenner.
Correct. 1 for 1. Ooh. Jenna Bush Hager just took over and renamed the show Jenna and Friends. She's the daughter of which former president?
Can I have a hint?
I did give you a hint.
You gave me a hint. Yeah,
Kevin, no more. I already did.
Bush?
Which one?
George W. Bush?
George W. Bush.
Nice job.
I was like, I mean, it's in her name.
Well, you skimmed over it pretty quick, probably for a reason.
All right. It's a huge show on Peacock, reality competition show. You know I love the reality competition shows, Hannah, and I know you love them too. Not, that's sarcasm. Who is the host of the reality competition show Traitors?
What the hell?
I didn't know it either.
Rachel, that's the only question Rachel
okay,
has.
Okay, I'm just going to guess who hosts everything. Ryan Seacrest?
No, not Ryan Seacrest. Alan Cumming.
Never would have gotten that.
Okay. It is rumored that Justin Bieber could be working on new music. Name any Justin Bieber song.
Love Somebody. Somebody to Love. Baby.
Okay. That was a lot.
Yes, correct. Fill in the blank. Like a good blank, State Farm is there.
Neighbor.
4 out of 5. Nice you guys job, missed Hannah. The same question. Really competitive matchup, but Hannah does get the point for the tie. Oof. All right, Rachel, you got to say this is Rachel and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Rachel and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, here's the Mega Mind question of the day. 19% of people say this is the most annoying sound ever.
So, as an ASMR addict,
yes, I thought Hannah would be good at this.
I love sounds, but I'm really thinking the stat here.
Yeah, it's
so
only about 20% here.
Only, yeah. I'm going to say loud breathing. Like, they pay attention if they can hear someone breathe or they hear their dog breathe loud okay. And it bothers them.
Kevin, I think what's the most annoying sound that you can think of? 20%
of people
said this.
I think it's their alarm clock.
Alarm clock.
When it wakes Ooh. Them up.
I think Alex. It's a small percentage here because we're talking about 19% or so. I think people would say a baby crying.
Baby crying. Mm. Oh, it's
See,
driving
I feel
crazy.
Like the percentage
what
for
sicko
that would
likes
be
that.
I think because it is a low percentage, I'm going to say eating.
Eating.
Yeah.
I will say
what?
This, as the AS,
That's the thing.
Like loud chewing and things like that.
That was way higher. I think that would be the highest percentage, right?
I'm not even talking about like loud chewing. I'm talking about normal.
Just any chewing?
Yes.
Right, just
like,
eating.
Like utensils hitting a plate.
I will say like, Hannah's probably the closest as the ASMR queen, of course.
No surprise.
But she doesn't have it correct. It's the most annoying sound in the world. I don't think AB's far off either, knowing that what those two guesses were. What do you think it is? That answer's coming her way in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. 19% of people said this is the most annoying sound.
I mean, man, people really got their opinions on annoying sounds. Jennifer texted in and said people who sip their coffee. Mm. Mm, any sipping is bad. Nurse Terry says people who clear their throat. Olivia says people who talk in their sleep. Mr. Metal says snoring. He also says that everybody in the shop really appreciates the Brett Megas show, so thank you for that.
Thank you, guys.
Lori says that it could be someone blowing their nose that's annoying. And Taylor said when people text on their phone and their fingernails click on the screen and you can hear them texting. The musician family says people who crack their knuckles. Jen says hearing someone chew, so does Nurse Taylor. You getting close?
Nope, somebody did get it. Nurse Terry, clearing your throat. Was the Hannah, most annoying sound ever.
Mega Minds.
Whatever accomplishment you've had recently, coming out of the end of the year, I feel like a lot of people are like, we're just dragging in 2024. We want to hear stories where you feel like you've won. This is your success story. 314-531-9898. When is an opportunity for you to say,
look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
This is something we used to do all the time on the Brett Megas Show, where we gave you an opportunity just to brag about yourself. Hearing your success stories motivate other people. Like, hey, I can do it too. And it could be anything from, I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions. Like, I've lost a ton of weight. Like, hearing Jelly Roll story all the time, it always inspired me. This dude lost like 120 pounds.
No kidding.
He's beat addiction, was incarcerated. Like, those stories is what we're looking for. It could be big moments like Jelly Roll, or it could just be small things like, hey, you know what? I got a new car. And look at me now.
That's so big. It can be even smaller. It can be, you know what? I slept through the night last night.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Hannah's sister just had a baby.
Yeah, she did not sleep through the night, so.
Hannah can relate. Hannah's
take your sleep. Yeah. Don't take it for granted.
Yes. What is your look at me now story? An opportunity for you to motivate others, brag about yourself. I think it's so hard, too, sometimes. Like, it's hard, like, to say, you know what? I've done some stuff.
Right.
314-531-9898. So you can say,
look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
Let's go. We want to hear your look at me now story while we're commercial free. 314-531-9898.
Look at me now. Look at me now.
Let's go. Commercial free. We want you to say, look at me now. Brag about yourself for a second. 314-531-9898. For some reason, I'm really bad at this. It's hard to brag about yourself. Hard to say, like, look at me now. So this is an accomplishment and a reminder to do it for yourself anyways. But hearing your story is going to inspire other people. And that's what we're doing. We're saying, you know what? Let's kick off the new year and say,
look at me now. Look at me now.
And we're going to hope that's how 2025 is for you. At the end of the year, you kind of look at me now. Mm-hmm. Dominique, what's your look at me now story?
Yeah, so after years of really bad relationships, abusive relationships, I finally got engaged last year.
Shut up!
Finally found Mr. Right.
Look at this ring now.
Yes, and I am getting married this year.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we're going to be looking at you now. And in the future.
Yep. So, I like it. Look at this ring now.
Yes. So you were in this really crappy, abusive relationship, breakup, obviously. And how did you find this new man?
Yeah, so I actually met him at a wedding.
Really?
That's ironic. Wow.
Wedding pressure style, huh?
I live in Festus, Missouri. I went to a wedding in Kansas City, and we met. He lives in Kansas City, and now we are living together and ready to get married.
This man's moving for you and everything, huh?
He did.
You found yourself a good one. And I bet he's a hunk, too. You can just tell. He's a good-looking dude.
He is. He's a great-looking man. Yes, he is.
Look at me now. Oh, look at me now.
Look at him now, too. Yeah. Look at congratulations. Yeah. That's what it's all about. And now other people who are in those types of situations, like, you know what? Next year at this time, even AB might be engaged.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that'd be cool.
We're still commercial free on the Brett Megas Show. Look at us now on Y98 St. Louis. It's pretty cool. As we roll commercial free for the entire hour on the Brett Megas Show, you instantly qualify, if you listen on the Odyssey app, for $5,000 a day. Just for listening, once you hit that 60-minute mark, you qualify for $5,000 a day. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Biebs might be back, but we're not exactly sure in what media outlet. We'll try to figure it all out together in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So the rumor mill has just been spinning hot when it comes to Justin Bieber and his return to the music scene. And yesterday, we got a really interesting tease that confirmed something is in the works. I just don't know what the hell it is. So Justin Bieber posted this Instagram story. It's like a video with this mysterious audio going on in the background. And Justin Bieber's like jamming out to it in the car. And there's a video camera emoji and then the handwriting emoji winking that like something obviously is in the works and it's something he's been working on. You guys let me know what you think of this audio because it's something.
You taking bait, I'm shaking, you're shaking, you're shaking off the hate, okay, 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 I'm shaking off the hate, okay, I just bought a bike just to go out the country and I'm not feeling nice, got the sun on my skin, okay, 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 okay.
He's baking and he's shaking.
I mean, that's Justin Bieber, like, promoting that. I don't know what the hell that is. Is it for a movie? Is it for a new album? Is it a creepy thriller? Is it a diss track? Like, I don't know what that is.
I'm not even sure that's Bieber.
Yeah.
I feel like it could be a feature and it's an interlude. That's my thoughts on it. Is like, I'm wondering if that's actually Bieber and he's like teasing like a collab and that's somebody else. I've heard that he is going to release new music and it's the same type of lane as Journals, the Journals album. I'm not really like the biggest, like tightest, closest Bieber, but I don't think he had any hits off the Bieber, the Journals album though, right? It was kind of like a weird, funky vibe on that album.
It was a little
album,
bit of like a singer-songwriter album.
Yeah, so maybe it is weird, like Hannah's talking about. Maybe that's the vibe he's going for. That would be strange.
It's just, when I envision a Justin Bieber comeback, I know you can't go back in time, but I just like, I think of like, you know, his like solid core JB, like swoop hair. This is not the era of him that I'm used to, this like EDM.
You want 15, 16 year old Bieber.
Yes, that's what I want. I love that music.
Even if it's like the soulful Bieber, because we got like Love Yourself, which I feel like is not very poppy, but you just want that Bieber, because Bieber is a good vocalist. Bieber can sing. Like, you kind of want that. You don't want this weird.
What we heard was not singing. That was like what I hear in my nightmares, so I'm a little freaked out.
That's what I think. It could be like an interlude and then Bieber starts singing, because there's what Hannah told us the other day was the reason he was coming back was because he needs money. And so I'm expecting a pop song that's played on the radio, not something that's in the Journals realm, which is singer-songwriter, because he's not making music to make art. He's like, yo, I need some money, so we got to have some hits.
Yeah,
so
I
I'm
mean,
expecting a hit from Bieber.
The last time he released...
Kevin like shaking and baking.
Shaking and baking over there, Kevin.
I mean, I hope after that it just cuts and then he starts singing and that's like maybe the demons in his head or something. I don't know. That's just really creepy. But he hasn't released an album since 2021 when he released Justice. So it's been a hot minute. I hope he comes back. Maybe not with that, though. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Anyone listening that bought their own engagement ring, or how do you feel about a woman buying her own engagement ring? 314-531-9898. Jump in on this story that I saw that was like trending and going viral about a woman who bought her own engagement ring and think, was this a good move or a bad move? And how do you feel about it? She's been together with her significant other for 5 years. They've been living together for 6 months. She thinks he's going to propose, kind of. You know, Alex, you just got engaged. You can kind of tell when the proposal's coming, right?
You know.
Yep. She found the perfect ring around the holidays when like a bunch of jewelry places have like those deals. And she didn't think that he had gotten a ring yet. Doesn't know, obviously. And so she saw it for 50% off. And so she bought it. And wants to give it to him and say, hey, this is the engagement ring I want you to propose to me with. Her friends think that she's taking away his moment. You should not buy your own engagement ring. That's ridiculous. This is his responsibility. And so they're giving her a bunch of crap for it. But it's the ring she wants is the argument she's making. It's the ring of her dreams.
On sale.
On a ridiculous sale. They're going to be a couple. So this is her points that like, why not? I'll hand him the ring and then he can set up the proposal and he can propose now however he wants. But I bought my own ring.
Genius.
Genius or ridiculously terrible idea. 314-531-9898. Hannah, as the woman, you think it's a genius idea, okay?
Genius idea. I want to steal it for myself and do it.
Just get yourself your ring so they can't screw it up. Alex, you went engagement ring shopping.
I
picked out the ring for Annie.
It's a whole process. It seems like she took this away from him, like you said, where it's, you know, she could have said, hey, there's this sale going on, and then let him make the decision than forcing his hand.
Yes.
At like,
she's not forcing him to propose.
Sure, kind of is.
She's not saying you can't
really go
by
back.
This date.
Jewelry stores don't really just
he's not going to propose, give me the ring back that I bought, and I'll give it to someone else who will propose. Seriously, I mean, and I don't think it's taking away his whole experience
it's
of engagement.
Ring?
Because he's the one that still has to plan the engagement, ask the question, do the thing. She just gave him a huge assist in picking out the ring. Most of the guys asked the woman to pick out the ring anyway, so I think she was doing him a favor.
Not to pay for it.
Yeah, that takes away his, like, his
right.
Maybe he had some pride or some dignity that she took away from him because that's like his thing, you know, as the man that he wants to go buy that ring.
You guys love Venmo, say Venmo me.
I feel like most guys would appreciate that. And just be like, one more thing I don't have to worry about. Now all I have to worry about is the actual proposal.
Look, I'm a kept man. I'm going to feel terrible that my wife-to-be in this situation, paid for that. I mean, at least tell me that you're going to do this. Yeah. Or at least,
and
hey,
I do
let me Venmo her back. Well, I'm not saying I want to keep the financial responsibility.
This is the part of the financial component is the most interesting for me because I'm not going to lie, it does feel very transactional then. Like, Venmo mean the money? Like, the engagement ring?
Yeah.
Well, so I hear you saying this is the ring I want, so they can't screw it up, and it's on a really great discount. But then when you tell me, yo, can you pay me back in installment? Like,
right.
Like,
well, you guys remember when I came in and showed you the ring that I got for Annie? It was like, that is like the exciting factor. So, like, even today when people tell Annie, like, oh my God, I love your ring, and like, they look at me and then they say, good job.
They do say that,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
you got to be like, when that happens, you're like, no, she bought it herself.
Yeah.
Like, how I just feel like that would be a little bit of an embarrassment.
I don't think it's any different than so many women out there will make a Pinterest board. I have one. A wedding ring that you want, or like the shape that you want, an idea that you want, and then you show it to your guys. So, what's the difference of if you just get it yourself?
Like, a big difference.
Yeah.
So they say, oh, good job. But did you really think of that all on your own, or did she give you an idea?
Who, Annie, I mean, you look, I think when you're getting engaged, you work with the person to kind of have an idea of what they want.
So, Hannah's like, so say good job, Annie.
Yeah, you're a team. You're becoming now even more of a team with marriage. So
great. He asked the question. I have the ring.
It's interesting room is divided by gender here right now, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm curious, is this a good move? They've been together for 5 years. They think there's going to be a proposal. She saw it at one of those holiday, you know, jewelry stores do discounts around the holidays all the time. So she's like, you know what? I'm just going to get it. It's the one I want. It's the perfect one. And then I'll give it to him and he can propose when he's ready.
Also, what if he already has a ring and he has a plan and she ruined the entire plan?
Now you got two rings.
Point.
314-531-9898. How do you feel about this move on Y98 St. Louis? Commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. We're talking about, how do you feel about this woman who's going viral after she bought her own engagement ring? The story is they've been together for 5 years, living together for 6 months. So they kind of feel like, you know, proposal's coming. You know, that's the stage they're probably in. And some hints are being made. But during the holidays, jewelry stores just, you know, big time proposals, huge sales all the time. So she saw the ring out with her friends or whatever and bought it. It's like, well, this is the ring I want him to propose to. And now she's thinking, I'm going to give it to him and say, hey, this is the ring I want you to propose to. People have mixed opinions on whether she just like, thanks for taking care of that for me. 314-531-9898. Or if she took away his moment. Beth, how do you feel about she bought her own engagement ring because it was on sale?
I'm wondering what century we're in.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, is this 1825? Are women not allowed to make their own choices and spend their own money?
Yeah.
I mean, I totally think that the ring shouldn't be used as a tool to, like, force someone's hand to do something that they're not ready to do yet. But the reality is that a lot of women earn more than their partners do. And certainly, I think nowadays when we get married, it's not some sort of chivalrous act. It's a decision that couples make when they're ready together. So the fact that she's taking part in this, I don't think is a problem at all.
But here's the problem. You said couple. That's the thing.
She said this individually.
If she talked to her fiancé and said, I'm doing this, and he's okay with it, that's not a problem. The problem is it feels almost like it's kind of like she's going behind his back and forcing a possible proposal now.
Right, and I totally agree with you there. I don't think that the ring should be used as a tool to make someone do something before they're ready to do it. But if the question is it okay for a woman to pay for her own engagement ring? The answer is absolutely yes.
Well, look, if Annie wanted to pay for her own engagement ring, I would have been all for it, but I would have at least liked to have been there for the transaction.
Yeah, I think the methodology is what Alex and Kevin have an issue with. Hannah's argument is like, hey, most guys just want you to do the heavy lifting anyways, because that's what you do, ladies.
Absolutely.
Like, I'd rather get something I like, and if it's on sale, when the hell is my perfect engagement ring ever on sale?
Like, who would decide to get married without talking to their partner? That's, like, the question here. But then if we're just talking about, can we pay for our own engagement rings? Can we pick out our own engagement rings? Yes, my goodness. And this idea that we're going to take away something from a man to pick something out or to pay for something, I just think is so old-fashioned.
Well said. All right. Melissa, how do you feel about her buying her own engagement ring when she saw it on sale and was like, here, just hand it to him. You use the proposal.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Okay, so men fall in love with you because of the task that you give them. That's how they fall in love with you.
So you're saying that each person as an individual have their own role in the relationship, and because they have that role, you guys, like, two halves make a whole kind of thing, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And, like, that's his reward. Like, oh, I did a good thing. That's his reward.
He still has so many good things that he can do, though, like planning the engagement, when it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, how it's going to happen.
Mowing,
like,
the lawn.
That's what
I'm going to be honest, though.
It's exciting for him. It's fun for him, and it's exciting for him, and he gets...
I think it could help him to have one last thing to do.
Honestly, though, like what you just said, Hannah, I think part of it, yes, is the planning of the engagement and stuff, but... If you can't just do the simple task of buying the ring...
It's not a simple task, though.
It's more simple than planning the engagement and making it all a surprise, I promise that.
Well,
I don't think it is a simple task to get the ring.
Because you're also setting him up to not do the dishes. You're also setting him up not to pay the mortgage. You're also setting him up not to do a whole bunch of things... Because you're going to do it for him.
It's actually
a really good thing.
I do think that everybody has their roles. It's interesting because I kind of agree with Melissa and Beth. Like, I do think there's roles and responsibilities within every relationship, but I also think that there are some old-fashioned traditions that we need to move on from. To me, I think the bigger issue I have is it feels so transactional and less loving. Like, I feel like he wants to pick out this ring for you and show you how much he loves you. He wants to put his love in display. So I think he's coming from a pure place. Ashton, how do you feel about her just buying her own engagement ring and saying, use this to propose? Because to me, that's what I'm saying. I have an issue with it. It's like, feels so like, here, thanks. Use it now.
So absolutely. I see both sides, but we're kind of missing the point in the dynamic of this. This woman waited 5 years. So go ahead, girl, buy your own ring.
Maybe
that's the problem.
You probably did this man a favor. We don't know their dynamic. I mean, you guys have no idea. Like, I picked out everything. I did my husband a favor. But 5 years?
Right.
5 years? That's her reward. That's
great point.
The whole point, five years.
Thank you so much for the call. She's like, yeah, this guy, like, he needed the help. Terry does on hold. I want to talk to Terry because I think he had the ultimate compromise, the meet in the middle moment. We'll talk to him in 3 minutes and find out what that is. You know, people get fired up when it comes to engagements. It's so interesting. And thank you so much for all the calls on this because such an interesting conversation about this lady who's going viral. During the holidays, she saw the perfect engagement ring. And jewelry stores run a bunch of sales during the holidays. Off like 50% off. It's like, you know what? I'm buying it. Bought the engagement ring, and now she's saying, I'm just going to give it to him and say, I want you to use this ring to propose to me. A lot of her girlfriends are saying, you can't do that. That's tacky. Like, you can't, like, you're taking away his moment. Alex, who has proposed before, felt like that would be wrong. Like, that wouldn't rub me the wrong way.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, that guy's moment to shine and to show that he is
he knows
capable and worthy of marrying you.
And Hannah?
No.
Let me get out of the way. It's going to be on my finger, going to be on my hand. I found it. It's a great discount. I'm saving us money, and that's how it works.
Doing you a favor.
Terry had called in because we got so many calls. He's like, guys, there's a simple solution. Terry, tell everyone what you think should have happened in these type of moments.
Okay, well, since they've been living together and they're going to get married, they're going to share expenses the rest of their life. But what she should have done, I believe, was lack of communication. She should have invited him to come along to the jewelry store and be part of the whole process. And I have no problem with her paying for it or whatever, but she should have included him so he'd feel part of it.
The middle ground.
Right.
She sees it at the jewelry store.
I don't hate that.
Call him. Okay, the only thing is, what difference does it make, right? Like, if she's standing at the jewelry store and then calls him and says, come here and watch me buy this
thing. The difference is his ego. If he wants to be a part of it,
I think that can still be exciting.
Does he,
this is the ring. I love this.
Okay. For me, I don't know if, like, I'm sitting in a meeting, I get a phone call from, you know, my girlfriend, and she's like, come to the jewelry store before I check out, and then I just watch her swipe her debit card.
Not saying I have to pay for it. But you can pay for it.
Or he then pays for it. I didn't have an issue with who paid for it. I didn't have an issue with her finding it. My issue was the romance was taken out of it. And this doesn't feel really romantic. That's what my biggest issue is. So Terry's middle ground, which I do like, and everyone seems to buy into it, feels still like, yeah, baby, come to bed.
Yeah, but there is still some romance there because you're getting to see her. You're getting
so
to see the reaction,
happy.
How happy right. she is. Exactly.
Yeah. And she's lit up in the jewelry store. Right. There's no recreation of that mm-hmm. moment of her standing there.
I'm so happy. Give me your credit card.
Right, yeah, give me your credit card. All right.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's talk about what's trending. I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read some headlines, and Hannah, you either tell me, give me more details, or just keep scrolling past that headline. We'll cover all those viral stories in the next 2 minutes. Like a pizza place that is charging over $100 to add pineapple.
Okay, charge however much you want. I'm not getting pineapple. Keep it moving.
That's why they do it. They charge $100 because they said it doesn't belong on pizza. Every other topping is like $5.
What?
Add extra pepperoni, sausage, whatever you want. But you want pineapple, it costs you $100.
Wow.
Okay, I just have something to say. I've actually never tried pineapple on pizza, but I also only eat cheese pizza. So.
And it just doesn't belong on pizza. It's terrible.
It's fine. It's not $100.
I'm a fan.
Hannah, this is something you might need since you slid out in the snowstorm the other day. The winter car essentials that could save you in a storm.
Please, please, I need all the help.
All right, this is the list that people say you should keep in your car at all times. And let's see if Kevin's axe made the list. Jumper cables, flares, ice scraper, phone charger, flashlight, water and snacks, heated blanket, tow straps, and traction mats.
I have 3 of those, like, 30 things.
I have a lot of those. I'll give my dad some credit. Yeah.
Wow. That was a toe strap.
Still need the axe.
Not like a toenail toe strap.
No, but like a toe strap.
You know, those.
So in case you went into a ditch like Hannah did the other day, so you could tow yourself out. And then traction. I have 0, I think, of those. I don't even know if I have a phone charger.
You don't even have a car.
That's true. That's a bad story. Why you bring that up? That my car almost got stolen and now I don't have a car. How about a story that everyone could appreciate? How are American boobies?
Great. Let's hear it.
Okay. American women finished with the second largest breasts in the world, according to a new ranking. The
I'm average not helping cup- that ranking at all.
Average cup size in America is a C cup. Second place out of 108 countries.
Wow.
Look at us. We're at the top of the list of boobs.
Do we have number one on
there? Yeah, I do have number one. Alex, tell me what number one is. Right. Is that my
boobs? Yeah, let me hear where they are.
Norway. Average breast size in Norway is a D cup, guys.
Next week, Alex is booking a trip
Norway.
To Norway.
Yeah, Alex, guys, yeah. I just got back from Norway.
Honeymoon spot change.
Yeah, coincidence, yeah.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Does anyone work for a company that has really cool job perks, or they really give you an awesome reward for being employee of the month? Like, you get employee of the month and you get what? And it's like, this is cool. 314-531-9898. Or is that just dead? Like, in general, like employee of the month. Yeah, here's your Starbucks gift card, whatever it is, right? I'm just curious if any companies out there just crush it. Like, man, we have really cool perks. For us as a company, I don't know this because I've never won it, and I don't really think I'm ever going to win it, so I probably am never going to find out. But I think what we give the person for that wins Employee of the Month at our company is just you get a parking spot. Mm-hmm. Is that all you get, right?
Well, yeah, and I think somebody else usually parks in that parking spot.
Right.
That's true, because the Employee of the Month has a designed parking spot. It says for the Employee of the Month, right. But it's never open. Mm-hmm. It's never vacant. Why? Hannah?
I have a confession. I only park in the Employee of the Month parking spot.
And Hannah has never won Employee of the Month. If you're wondering, man. If Hannah's ever been the Employee of the Month, it's not her. I don't even know if she's ever gotten a vote.
Well, here's my defense, I guess.
Yeah, what's your
first
confession?
First of all, is we get here early. We're like the first people here.
So there's all
and
spots.
It's scary.
Every spot is open.
In the parking lot, clearly, Brett got his car stolen, and it's scary, and that's like one of the closest spots to the door.
Fair,
so
okay.
But
there's
I
a lot
there.
Of open spots.
Well, it's the closest spot because it's for the employee. Right.
And also, so far, nobody has said anything to me about it, so I don't even know.
No,
if
that's not true. Somebody did. Who said something to you about it?
The Employee of the Month. Right?
No. Kevin.
I did.
Kevin did. Kevin called her out. He said, Hannah, how did you say it? Did you know you're doing that? Like she didn't right. like pull in and well, see it right in front of her face. Employee
he was trying
of the
to
month.
Give her a chance to yeah. deny.
Well, it's because I park right next to the Employee of the Month. Because here's my thought process. It's kind of like, you know, you want to dress like the job you want to have.
Oh, that's what Hannah's right. doing?
Yeah.
She's trying to get votes?
I'm manifesting.
Well, that's why I park near it. I want to eventually be it.
So well, Kevin wants it.
Hannah's like one step ahead of me.
I just go for it,
she
man.
Owns
I'm
it.
If nobody else is going to tell me it, I am.
Maybe they're going to announce it, because we actually do transparency, complete transparency. We have a meeting at 10:30, all staff meeting, and it's either two things. One, they're going to say, congratulations, Hannah is finally Employee of the Month. Or they're going to say, we've called this meeting to point out that Hannah keeps taking the Employee Month yep. parking spot, and it's not you, Hannah.
Mm-hmm. You know what's worse is I'm a part of the committee here at work that celebrates and honors and chooses the Employee of the Month, and so I know for a damn well fact it is not me.
No, we know it.
But she's been celebrating and honoring it.
Right,
for sure.
Right.
But it's
right.
also just want to point out that's all they get. Does any other company like have like cool perks for it? Like, what do you get if you get the Employee of the Month? Do you get a parking spot? And does anyone ever take it right. at your company?
Maybe if it was something more valuable, I wouldn't take it.
Alex pushed for, because he's in the committee too. He pushed for like free drinks and stuff like that. But then they put a lock on it, so we don't get to get the.
We literally got banned from drinking.
We got banned for the free drinks. You can't get free drinks anymore.
Yeah.
What are your job perks? Like all of a sudden you go to your company, and what do they got? 314-531-9898. Shout out Tammy, who works security here at the office. She was asking us about that song yesterday as we were leaving her for work. She's like, what are they saying? We're like, we don't know, but we love it. Right. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and Hannah parks in the Employee of the Month spot every single day. Who is the employee?
I don't
month?
Know.
Nobody
I
knows.
I think it's
who
our
is.
IT guy, Robert.
And Robert, nope.
Hannah knows who that is. Poor Robert can't get his spot. None of us knew who the Employee of the Month was except for Hannah.
I helped pick him out.
And Hannah parks in this poor guy's spot.
I thought he was bigger than that. See, because we also.
What do you mean? Like he's bigger than Employee of the Month?
Yeah, it's like we have like a 3 month.
He was
thing,
like Employee
quarter.
Of the Quarter or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, so
like
we
that.
Have quarter things and there's no parking spaces for that.
I think that's the one I'm in.
He gets it for the whole quarter.
Is that how that works?
I don't know. I've never
I won that once, and I didn't know the parking spot was
a thing.
You won it once?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because then I was up for Employee of the Year, and then I didn't get it.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Does anyone at their company have like really cool company perks? Like when you win Employee of the Month, you get something cool? 314-531-9898. Or just company that just like, you know what? This is really cool that we do at the office. The one thing that popped in my head is Zero Res, when AB and I were filming with them, Remington was telling us they do breakfast at the office every single day.
Whoa.
Full pantry of breakfast. Waffles, pancakes, sausage, bacon, biscuits and gravy, whatever you want. They have a huge breakfast every single day.
I think I'd be better at my job if Odyssey had that.
Yeah, right? Oh, like he was saying that everyone meets before they go get their truck because they take out those big like cool trucks that have all the cool cleaning stuff. They all have breakfast together and they eat this huge breakfast every single morning
That's
together.
That's awesome, but sadly, we can't handle that. I mean, they tried that with the free drink fridge and that was gone in how many days?
Yeah, we are terrible at abusing
it.
So yeah, Alex proposed because he's in this committee thing with Hannah, kind of, because Hannah's never showed up to a meeting, but she's on a committee, but has a vote apparently, and proposed that we get like free drinks.
Yeah. Yeah. You want a soda, walk up, take it out of the fridge, get the fridge stocked. I mean, it's a nice little perk.
I wish I was lying. This is a true story. They had to lock up the fridge, and that's how Tammy got hired, the security guard.
Her job is to protect the fridge because people were going feral. Honestly, I'll confess, I was a part of that.
No, whoa,
and
of course.
I would
find my favorite
drink and take like three of them and then hide them in a different fridge.
I'm not going to lie. I earlier this week walked over to the fridge and I was so nervous about taking a drink out of the fridge that I put it in my pocket before I walked past the front desk. And then I got through the doors and I got to my desk.
Because you knew Tammy was watching.
I got to my desk and somebody was standing there talking to me and I pulled the Diet Coke out of my pocket and they're like, why the hell did you have that in your pocket?
What time was the fridge open? I might go check.
Yeah, I think it was like 11 a.m.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so funny that that's the reason Tammy had a job. Alex is, like, stealing it. And Hannah is also the reason that we had to rope off the Employee of the Month spot, and we had to lock up the fridge. And you wonder why you've never won Employee of the Month, Hannah. Best employee. I can't wait for today's meeting when Hannah gets announced that she's fired. Thanks for hanging out with us for the past hour while we were commercial free. If you listen on the Odyssey app, you instantly just qualify for $5,000. That's how easy it is. You just listen on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes. When you hit that 60-minute mark, you instantly qualify for $5,000 a day. So we appreciate you. We appreciate you so much for paying you. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Kev, your favorite song is now a hot commodity in court. I'll give you all the latest details over the Kendrick Lamar and Drake rap battle at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
If you know, you know. Kevin's anthem is They Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. It's a diss track against rapper Drake. Basically, that goes after his character. Basically claims that he's a pedophile.
Does claim he's a pedophile.
Yeah, and, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
They not like us. They not like us. Yeah. They not like us. They not like us.
That's what Kevin tells everyone.
They not like us.
I mean, it's a bop.
It literally was probably the biggest song of 2024.
Yes,
absolutely. And shots are thrown so hard in that song that it's caused Drake to take legal action, and he is not backing down. In fact, he recently just upped the ante by suing Universal Music Group for spreading the quote-unquote false and malicious narrative by having the song be a thing in the first place. So Drake actually works with Universal Music Group. This is his label that he's suing. And he filed the defamation case yesterday going after UMG for releasing and promoting the song. In the documents, Drake says that UMG knew like full and well what Kendrick's lyrics were going to be, what images they were going to use in the music video, referring to Drake as a pedophile. They knew and they were signing off that like, yes, we know that it's going to go after his character. We know what they're saying. But it's okay with us. So that's why he's going after them.
Interesting because one of the things he is saying in the lawsuit is they helped it become so big. Like they pushed the streams up and things like that. But isn't that what they're supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like that's why you sign a label is you want them to use their machine to get you more streams and more likes and more views, right?
There's a lot in this case. Yeah. Like another thing Drake is saying is, you know, that they, you know, were pumping it up and that they wanted Drake to look really bad because he makes so much money. All those arguments, I don't think really like stand much. Like that's just kind of like petty stuff. I feel like the only thing that does have like a little strength in this case is that Drake supposedly has receipts that UMG used robots to listen to the music and boost the streams and everything. Now that would be a problem.
Yeah,
that I feel like is real. I don't know how Drake would have receipts of this, but he's claiming that he does. UMG has since replied to all these claims saying, not only are these claims untrue, but the notion that we would seek to harm the reputation of any artist, let alone Drake, is illogical. We have invested massively in his music and our employees around the world have worked tirelessly for many years to help him achieve historic commercial and personal financial success.
I just feel like it opens up a can of worms though, and I do think it's something that has to be addressed, so maybe this is the door that finally opens up. We see this robot issue everywhere with social media, like, oh, it doesn't have that many views, it doesn't have that many likes, there are robots, and that's how they get streams, views everywhere. And it's not just a Drake Kendrick Lamar issue, because I'm sure some of Drake's streams are robots as well. It is a technology issue, and so maybe this opens up the door of how we actually get transparency with artists or with content But it just feels like Drake is mad that he lost the battle with Kendrick Lamar. It does feel that way, right?
I think if you just zoom out entirely, I think don't get into this big rap battle beef thing unless you can handle it. Like, I think that's just it. Like, Drake wrote a song against Kendrick Lamar, too. Nobody even knows what it is because it flopped so bad, but
he's just
mad you
Kendrick's
were doing.
Song's better.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually called Family Matters, but you know.
Right. Yeah, that's Brett is the one listener that's ever heard that song. Correct. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
They not like us. They not like us.
They ain't.
They not like us. They not like us.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day and then see if you can guess at 314-531-9898. Around 30% of women have done this without telling their partner first.
There's so many options to choose from here. I'm going to say that 30% of women, I being one of them, have stalked their family on social media.
Oh, geez.
Ooh.
Wow, Hannah.
Or them, or really anybody.
Wow, Hannah, just admitting to her crimes. Kevin?
Gosh, you know, I'm going to say got engaged. I don't know why that's...
What?
That just, yeah.
Can you get engaged to your partner without telling them?
We're engaged. Oh, you said your partner said without telling their family.
No, without telling their partner.
Family.
No, Hannah's stalking their family without telling their partner.
I apologize. No, they've...
I like your answer, Kevin. They just got engaged.
That's crazy. That's wild.
That's something Hannah would do.
I don't know if you know this or not, but we are engaged now.
I would so say I was engaged before.
To another person.
Yeah. Alex?
I don't know how I follow that up. I'm going to say made some sort of dinner plans without checking with them.
All right, Alex, a lot closer than you guys and your crazy answers.
I'm going to say, make a big purchase.
Okay, make a big purchase. Can you give me something specific? House, car?
Engagement ring?
Engagement
car?
Ring?
Car, maybe?
All right, they bought a car without telling their partner. No, that's not correct. 314-531-9898. I'll reveal the answer at 848.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. The Brett Mega Show. Around 30% of women have done this without telling their partner first.
I forgot what I even said in the first place.
You said stalk their family.
Oh, yeah. Stalk their family on social media. Yeah. Stalk them on social media.
Kevin said engaged.
Yeah, I said got engaged. I was not engaged, unfortunately.
I said make dinner plans.
What did I say?
Checking.
Oh, buy a car.
Stacy on the text line said cutting their hair, dyeing their hair.
That's it.
Really?
Made a big change to their hair without consulting the partner. Just came home like, whoa. Your hair is a completely different color.
That
I know
is
a
always
ton of people who
I'd be curious, though, the percentage of men that notice.
Yes, because remember when Hannah said she changed her hair and no one noticed?
You guys are still psycho for that.
Like, she's like, guys, I'm no longer blonde. And we're all like staring at this blonde
girl. I was going
girl.
Through a quarter life crisis and tried a different shade of blonde, and you guys didn't even know where it
came. Yeah. It was crazy. We couldn't believe it.
What?
You look so different.
Good old days.
Mega Minds.
I thought this was super interesting. So somebody asked the internet, what stats about your life would you like to see after death? And they got so many answers. How many hours you spent sleeping, how many hours you spent working. And if you were just to be standing at the gates of heaven, because I'm sure you're a heaven person.
For sure.
they go, hey, I want to give me some statistics about my life. For some of these answers were awesome. How many times I died. Almost died without realizing it.
Oh, wow.
You know, I when think you make, without realizing it makes it.
Well,
yeah.
And when your heart, doesn't your heart stop when you sneeze?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot
I think I've heard that. I don't know if that's true, but I've always heard that.
So that'd be a pretty big number.
How many, this is a weird one, but how many total pounds I pooped?
I don't need to know that.
Yeah, no? I would pass on that
I'm okay.
One.
Someone said this one I thought was interesting. Not a stat, but I want a replay of the top 100 funniest things I've ever witnessed.
Oh,
that
wow.
That would be awesome.
I love
that would be awesome.
This is another one that I thought was really interesting. How many people were attracted to me and I had no idea?
Oh.
Be like, also oh, these one. People had a crush on you. Mm. Like, Hannah, like all of a sudden, what if you got the statistics? Like, Riley Green was attracted to you and you
knowing
didn't know.
Knowing the stats but not knowing the names would kill me.
Oh, 75
guys. I need more
guys,
information than that.
I'll kill you again.
I get the number three.
How many diapers I changed is a good one for me right now because I feel like a million of them.
What about how many bugs you accidentally ate?
Bugs you ate?
Oh my gosh, no.
What statistics would you want to know? 314-531-9898. Two that I wanted to know are cookies eaten. How many cookies I consumed in my lifetime? I really want to know that. Oh, wow. I want to be impressed. Like, damn, I did some work. And the other one is hours of sleep I've lost. Like, this is
why
how
do you want to be depressed?
I think it's impressive that I ran my life going through my entire.
No, bro. I'm gonna be like, I don't want to know that.
How old ever I am, probably 50 only.
Oh my gosh.
I made it to 50 and that's how many hours of sleep I lost. I think that's impressive.
I'd like to know how many meetings I've actually been to.
Oh, that's a good one.
And
how many hours do you spend in a meeting?
Yeah, and am I just overreacting that it's not as bad as I think?
Kevin,
it's
you might
be. It's as bad as you think.
Yeah, the fact that you brought that up to God would be your question is
Hannah,
crazy.
What question would you ask? What statistic would you want to know?
My two things are how many times did I like actually fall in love in my life? And then the second one would be how many hours of my life were spent in the gym?
Oh, really?
Like, okay. I think it would be like years of my life.
You know another one that they had, which I thought is like a spreadsheet of your gambling? Because Hannah loves to go to the casino.
No, I don't want to know that.
You lost
Scratch
this
that.
Much and you only won this much. Yeah. Right. Damn, I was terrible
but
at gambling.
I had a damn good time. So.
With the love one, I would want to know how many people were in love with me, but I didn't love them back.
Damn, how ruthless you were.
I know how many times I've been in love.
You might
I feel
get
like
that statistic
not...
and then they might close the gates. Like, you are a jerk.
I want to know.
Man.
And hey, what's your other
one? My other one is more serious. I want to know how many people I brought closer to God. That would be like my number one thing because you really
That's
don't know.
That's good.
That's true. Yeah.
I think like one of mine kind of goes off of yours, but like how many, like the percentage of people I interacted with that I actually made a difference.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
A lot of people submitted those
Kevin,
answers.
Like, would you like to swap your answers?
How many people I did like made like belly laugh? How many laughs I got from
that
people?
That was what I was going to say. Yeah. Like how many people actually laughed because they thought something I said was funny?
Funny? Yeah, people wanted to know how funny they were at the end. Like, how many laughs did I get? Like, what a
like,
laugh
were people
total.
Just laughing to be nice? Or were, you know, did they really, did they find humor laugh? In what I was saying?
Like, Alex, do you want to know like how many people... like liked your music or didn't like your music
yeah,
too?
I think so.
I'm
dead. Like, just be honest now. Just you guys don't have to tell me I'm decent anymore.
6,000 like... people actually lied to you about your music. Yeah. Damn, really?
Man,
y'all are
man.
Fake.
Yeah. Wow.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.